模拟演练二，
第一节，听句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相关的图画，每个句子听两遍。
Number one, the girl is reading on the sofa.
The girl is reading on the sofa.
Number two, how much is the skirt?
How much is the skirt?
Number three, the two boys are playing basketball.
The two boys are playing basketball.
Number four, my mom doesn't feel well.
My mom doesn't feel well.
Number five, would you like an orange?
Would you like an orange?
第二节，听句子，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出与所听句子内容相符的正确答语，每个句子听两遍。
Number six, I had a fever yesterday.
I had a fever yesterday.
Number seven, you look tired, Jack.
You look tired, Jack.
Number eight, Peter, you are late again.
Peter, you are late again.
Number nine, can you show me the way to the post office?
Can you show me the way to the post office?
Number 10. How's it going?
How's it going?
第三节，听对话，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出能回答问题的正确选项，每段对话听两遍。听第一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
What's your favorite subject, Paul?
I like art a lot, but my favorite is geography. How about you?
I like geography too, but I like history best. Oh, we will be late for the history class.
What's the time now?
15 to 10. We only have 10 minutes left. What's your favorite subject, Paul?
I like art a lot, but my favorite is geography. How about you?
I like geography too, but I like history best. Oh, we will be late for the history class.
What's the time now?
15 to 10. We only have 10 minutes left.
Listen to the second part of the conversation. Answer the 13 to 15 small questions.
Hi, Mary. How was your last school trip?
It was great, Sam. We went to an art show at Yunnan Provincial Museum.
Really? What did you see?
We saw many great paintings from France, and the guide told us some interesting stories of the artworks.
Sounds like fun. Did you take any photos?
No, we can't take photos, but I bought some postcards of the paintings.
I think there must be some other rules in the museum, right?
Sure. We are not allowed to bring any food or drinks. We can't touch the artworks, and we must be quiet in it.
Hi, Mary. How was your last school trip?
It was great, Sam. We went to an art show at Yunnan Provincial Museum.
Really? What did you see?
We saw many great paintings from France, and the guide told us some interesting stories of the artworks.
Sounds like fun. Did you take any photos?
No, we can't take photos, but I bought some postcards of the paintings.
I think there must be some other rules in the museum, right?
Sure. We are not allowed to bring any food or drinks. We can't touch the artworks, and we must be quiet in it.
第四节，听短文，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中，选出能完成下列信息表格的正确选项。短文听两遍。
My grandpa is 78 years old. He always says life is different now, and he tells me that life in the past was better and easier. In the past, mothers used to stay at home and take care of the children, but now everyone, even the women, are busy working. No one has time to look after children at home. Mothers used to spend much time in the kitchen, but now we don't often eat at home. When my grandpa was young, he usually walked 5 kilometers to school every day, but now students don't. More and more people drive, and no one walks. In the past, they didn't have TV sets or even lights, but now most families have computers and nearly everyone has a cell phone. People talk less to each other than before. They are too busy to talk, too busy to eat, and too busy to think. Grandpa always thinks about life in the past, and he says we should sometimes slow down and enjoy the simple and quiet life.
My grandpa is 78 years old. He always says life is different now, and he tells me that life in the past was better and easier. In the past, mothers used to stay at home and take care of their children. But now, everyone, even the women, are busy working. No one has time to look after children at home. Mothers used to spend much time in the kitchen. But now we don't often eat at home. When Grandpa was young, he usually walked 5 kilometers to school every day. But now students don't. More and more people drive, and no one walks. In the past, they didn't have TV sets or even lights. But now most families have computers, and nearly everyone has a cell phone. People talk less to each other than before. They are too busy to talk, too busy to eat, and too busy to think. Grandpa always thinks about life in the past, and he says we should sometimes slow down and enjoy the simple and quiet life